Welcome to Lullabies from the Edge, where we explore the mystical realms that lie just beyond our waking consciousness. In tonight's episode, we jump into the cryptic world of UFOs, those ethereal visitors from distant galaxies who captivate our imagination and challenge our understanding of the universe. Close your eyes and let your mind drift among the stars as we embark on a journey through the cosmic tapestry, guided by the whispers of those who have encountered these unidentified flying objects. From the tales of ancient civilizations to the first-hand accounts of modern-day witnesses, we seek to uncover the truth that hides within our elusive presence. Join us as we explore the blurred boundaries between fact and fiction, science and speculation. Are these celestial visitors merely figments of our imagination, or do they hold the key to unlocking the mysteries of our existence? Prepare to be mesmerized by tales of close encounters as we navigate the uncharted realms of the extraterrestrial, where reality intertwines with the extraordinary. Together, we'll peer into the night sky and ponder the infinite possibilities that lie beyond our earthly perceptions. The history of UFO sightings in the USA is a subject that has fascinated many people for decades. While the term UFO stands for Unidentified Flying Object, it is commonly associated with the belief that these objects are spacecraft from other planets or dimensions. The modern era of UFO sightings in the USA began in the late 1940s and early 1950s. One of the most famous cases from this time is the Roswell incident in 1947, which I'm sure you're all aware of. It was initially reported that a flying disc had crashed near Roswell, New Mexico. The military later claimed it was a weather balloon, but conspiracy theories suggesting an extraterrestrial spacecraft persisted. Another significant case is the Kenneth Arnold sighting in 1947, where a private pilot reported seeing a formation of nine high-speed objects near Mount Rainier in Washington. This incident popularized the term flying saucers in the media. During the 1960s and 1970s, UFO sightings continued, and interest in the subject grew. The Condon Committee, a scientific study funded by the United States Air Force, concluded in 1968 that there was no evidence of extraterrestrial spacecraft in UFO sightings, but did acknowledge that some sightings remained unexplained. In the 1980s and 1990s, there were several notable UFO incidents. One such case occurred in the 1980s in the Rendlesham Forest in Suffolk, England, involving U.S. military personnel that were stationed at the RFA Woodbridge. They reported encountering mysterious lights and a triangular-shaped object. This incident became known as the Britain's Roswell. In 1997, the Phoenix Lights incident took place in Arizona, where the thousands of people witnessed a V-shaped formation of lights moving across the night sky. The event received significant media attention and sparked debates about its origin. With the widespread availability of camera phones and social media, the number of reported UFO sightings has increased in recent years. However, many sightings can be easily debunked as hoaxes, misidentifications of conventional objects, or natural phenomenon. In recent times, the U.S. government's acknowledgement of UFO sightings has reignited public interest. In 2017, the New York Times published an article revealing the existence of a Pentagon's Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program, which investigated unexplained aerial phenomena. In 2020, the Department of Defense officially released three videos taken by Navy pilots showing encounters with unidentified aerial objects. The history of UFO sightings in the USA is a complex and controversial topic. While many sightings remain unexplained, skeptics argue that they are often the results of misinterpretations, hoaxes, or psychological phenomena. Nonetheless, the fascination with the possibility of extraterrestrial life and its potential visitation continues to captivate the public's imagination. The term commonly used nowadays to refer to UFOs is UAP, which stands for Unidentified Aerial Phenomena. This term has gained popularity as a more inclusive and neutral alternative to UFO, which carries some cultural and historical baggage. UAP is used to describe any identified object or anomaly observed in the sky that cannot be readily explained or identified. This term allows for a broader range of interpretation and investigations into these phenomena, acknowledging that they may have various origins or explanations. This July, in the United States, a former military intelligence officer turned whistleblower told House lawmakers that Congress is being kept in the dark about unidentified anomalous phenomena, known as UAPs or UFOs, alleging at the hearing that the executive branch agencies withheld information about the mysterious objects for years. David Grush, who served for 14 years as an intelligence officer in the Air Force, appeared before the House Oversight Committee's National Security Subcommittee alongside two former fighter pilots who had firsthand experience with UAPs. The subject today, as you can tell from the intro, is UFOs. I would like to welcome Brendan to Lullabies from the Edge, and let's get to your story.
All right. Well, this story is from October of 2020. I was at my house in Eugene, Oregon. Just got back from Bend, Oregon, and it was evening time. It was probably around 10:30 at night, and I remember this evening quite well because I was working on my truck at the time, and I was outside, you know, just having a beer, smoking a cigarette, and going over the troubles that my truck was having, and it was a clear evening, and I was looking east, and where I live, you can see the airplanes coming in from the east, coming west, and I'm really used to seeing these airplanes coming in.
Right.
And so one evening, you know, as I said, I'm just there chilling, thinking about my truck, and I see these lights coming in, and you know, obviously I'm thinking like, oh, those are just airplanes, not thinking too much of it, and I keep looking up, and sure, one of the lights is an airplane, but one of the lights is just kind of like there, way off in the distance, way out in the east, and I'm just kind of paying attention to it, just because my eyes are always up in the sky. It's always looking up,
right?
Because I am a firm believer in UFOs and, you know, extraterrestrial life and whatnot, and so this particular light was just going super slow, and obviously I'm not like a person that's like an idiot. I know what airplane lights look like because I live in Eugene, Oregon, and I live, you know, right near
close
the flight
the
path. Yeah, we're close to the airport, and this particular light had no flashing lights on it, which all airplanes do, and you know, side note, I always think it's weird that airplanes have headlights.
Right.
Just saying, that's just weird.
Right.
That's just weird. I don't know if they have horns in their cockpits. Anyway, so I'm paying attention to this light, and it's coming in from the east to the west, very, very slow. And I'm like, okay.
Like, how slow comparatively, like, compared to the airplane?
Like, it's so slow that, yeah, I saw, like, there's, like, kind of, like, two lights in the sky, and the one to the right was definitely an airplane because it was flashing, and it kind of came faster than the other light and did its regular trajectory to spin around and get to the Eugene airport. This particular light was going really, 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 really slow. And so it made me pay a little bit more attention to it.
Right.
And so sooner or later, you know, like 5 minutes go by. If it was an airplane, it would have been already gone and made its turn to get to the airport. And then all of a sudden, it comes over my street, and it's not an airplane, and it gets lower, and then all of a sudden, it's across the street at my neighbor's house, and it's just hovering above the house. And
like, how far up?
Okay, so like, that's a good question. So houses are usually about like 20 feet tall. If you got a two-story house, so this is probably about like the house. It was about like I would say about like 50 feet in the air. And I'll just say, remember that right now, because later in the story it gets a little bit weirder. So I'm just sitting or standing there, and I'm like, well, what is that? And it wasn't like your disc, like a UFO disc or anything like that. What it was a gigantic orb about the size of a Volkswagen Bug.
Weird.
Yeah. And I've seen familiar or similar stuff to that, like up in Alaska, like Northern Lights or whatnot. That's a different story for another time. So it's just standing there, or it's just, you know, hovering there above this house. As I said, about like, you know, it must have been like 50 feet in the air. And I'm just dumbstruck. Like, what is that? Like, oh my God. And then, and I'm just sitting, just looking at it, and it's a big, like, whitish orange orb. And it just kind of, it was just kind of blowing my mind. And I didn't even really get scared, but I got like anxious. And I'm like, and then all of a sudden I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. That's something odd. You know, why is it there? That's an orb, gigantic orb hovering above my neighbor's house. And I'm like, oh, no one's going to believe this. And I'm like, oh, I have a phone. And, you know, nervously shaking, I grab my phone and like, do, and, you know, this took like flash photos. It's like, gotta get this, gotta get this. And then I even took a video of it. And then I'm just standing there, just awestruck. And all of a sudden, it just takes off directly north. It didn't go up. It went north. At like, it seemed like a million miles an hour. And it was just gone. And I was like, oh my God, that was freaking crazy. I was like, it's documented.
Right, you have video, you have photos.
So this is part of the story. So I got videos, I have pictures, and so I was shaking, and I'm like, at this time it's about 11:30 at night. You know, like some time did go by. And I'm like, oh man, it's like during the work week, no one's up. I'm like, oh, but my buddy Matt's up, because he doesn't work. So I call him, like, hey, Matt, you would not believe what I just saw. And I tell him this story, and he's like, well, were you drinking and smoking or whatever? And I'm like, please don't say that. That's really disrespectful for anybody who's ever seen anything like that. Drugs, alcohol, do not make...
Yeah, weed's not going to make
weed you... Weed is not going to make you see...
a giant orb.
It's not going to make you hallucinate. There's not enough in the world that can make you hallucinate a giant orb above your neighbor's house.
Right.
And I'm like, dude, I'm going to send you pictures and the video right now. And he's like, fine, I'll do that. You know, it was saying, like, I'll send it over to you. And he was still, like, kind of, like, questionable about it. And that was kind of, like, end of that story. And then it gets a little bit more odd, other than seeing that. You know, it freaked me out. Like, I definitely saw that. It wasn't the first time I've seen anything weird.
Right.
In the realms of unidentified flying objects. So I wanted to contact MUFON because I always wanted to be like, I got a documented thing. I got video, I got pictures. And lo and behold, the phone that I had, it got stolen. So I didn't get the chance to, you know, have those. But I did send them to my buddy Matt that evening. And and then I asked him, like, hey, could you send me those pictures back, like, you know, some years on? He's like, no, I got rid of those. And my buddy Josh, that I also sent to the pictures to a couple days later, he said, oh, he got rid of those too. But lo and behold, I ended up getting a new phone from my buddy Matt for free.
Right.
And I was going through my phone to erase work pictures, just because I was filling a whole bunch of space in my phone. And I'm like, what are these videos and pictures? This is years later, you know, it's 2023. And I start looking through them, and all of a sudden, they are the videos and the pictures that I took. But the odd thing with these videos and pictures are not what I saw.
Like how?
It's like what I was saying when I was seeing the orb above my neighbor's house. It looked like the size of a Volkswagen bug.
Right.
A orb, you know, orangish, whitest color. But the video was a small orb that was buzzing around. And the pictures was as a small orb, like, might it look like a, I don't know how to explain it, like, maybe a, maybe just like someone holding a light bulb, or like, a light bulb in the air. Huh. So this is what I've been thinking about a lot lately, is like, the human mind perspective of what you're actually seeing, compared to a digital video and picture of what you're actually seeing.
Right.
So wouldn't that be weird that, like, some videos that you see online, like, aren't actually what somebody's actually seeing? Right. So this object in the sky was something different that the digital realm wouldn't
perceive the whole thing.
Perceive it as your mind would.
Right.
Yeah. And so I just think it's kind of weird, like, those pictures disappeared, and then they showed up, like, 3 years later.
And they're vastly different than what you...
Yeah, which is kind of weird, because why would I, in my mind, that I know what I saw, be different from what I captured on my phone? Even though the things on my phone are interesting, different, and you can definitely tell it's not a drone.
Right.
It's not a glow-in-the-dark moth.
Right.
So it's interesting. I have the proof. I have my story, but the story doesn't match up to the proof that I have.
Right.
Which makes it, to me, it's just makes the story more interesting, and it can go on.
I feel like that happens with other people and their stories as well, and I think it might be, yeah, the difference between the eye and the brain and how they work and how a device works.
Right.
You know, like, if you take a picture of the full moon, when you see it, it's like this big. When you saw it on your
phone,
screen and right, in person, it was giant. Mm-hmm. And now you're like, oh,
yeah,
like a crappy picture.
And so that, like, adds sort of conversation. I haven't really heard anybody bring that up. You know, I've seen plenty of videos and whatnot, but not anybody actually saying that what they saw was a lot different from what was on the video. I mean, video is kind of hard to capture because people are moving back and forth.
Right.
But on the video, you can hear me say, like, you know, that's weird. And, you know.
Right.
But to me, it's just justification from everything that I believed in, everything that I've saw, or what made me believe in this stuff since I've been, like, 6 years old.
Right. Right.
With other witnesses around and whatnot. So that, in a nutshell, is what I saw in October of 2020. I know it's real what I saw.
Right. Did any of your neighbors?
It was too late. All my neighbors were asleep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So weird.
If you look at when you're in my driveway, there is a cell phone tower to the northeast, and it does have a kind of red light blinking on it. But there's no way that my glasses' reflection would make me see something
that. Yeah, and then you also had video and photos of it.
Mm-hmm.
But you could tell it was in the area.
And you know, some people, you know, there's always that classic thing that people say, was it Venus or was it or something else? But no, if you pay attention, the way the stars go from Venus would be, I don't know at this exact time, but it would be definitely southwest around that time. But I was looking east and north.
Right.
And it wouldn't be the moon, because the moon goes east and wraps around to the west.
The thing was moving rapidly, right?
It was.
Yeah, so...
In the video, though, but that's not what I saw in real life. What I saw was something coming in from the east very slowly.
Right.
And all of a sudden getting a lot bigger, and it stopped. And it stopped long enough to be where... Well, you can't see me, but I tilt my head to the right, what is that? That's not normal. And, you know, looking around, I'm fine. I wasn't drunk, and it wasn't stoned. It was late at night, but,
working on your truck.
I was thinking about my truck. I was just internalizing about the mechanics of what might be going wrong with my truck. That's for a different podcast with people who love Jeeps. But anyway, yeah, so it was something I know that would definitely not, you know, with an object coming from the east, it wouldn't just hover there.
Right.
Yeah, it was an anomaly.
Did it make any noise?
It was just silent.
Silent.
But it made me feel weird.
Yeah, you got anxiety.
A little bit of anxiety and anxious.
Right.
Which I don't, you know, I'm a chill dude. I don't get too.
Right.
Anxious or flustered that much other than work.
Right.
So basically, in a nutshell, that is what I saw on October of 2020.
And you have some videos and.
I do. I do have videos and pictures of it.
Maybe you could send them to me.
Yeah, for sure.
And I can put it on the Instagram, which is Lullabies from the Edge, and everybody can check them out. See what you think. Do you have anything else you want to say? Or?
Well, yeah, I do have something to say.
All right, let's hear it.
If anybody feels if somebody ever sees something that's weird, you should not feel odd about communicating with people about it.
Yeah.
Because the stigma, I think, is over. The time that we're in now, in 2023, with everything with the, you know, congressional hearings, mm-hmm. even though they're being... The questions are being not answered correctly, because they'll never be answered correctly by our military, because that's just how they are. But I think we're finally at this point in time in humanity that we're away from the tinfoil hat thing.
Right. Ew. Yeah.
There's enough people out there. There's enough videos all over the country, all over the world, that there is something out there. Definitively, we don't know what it is.
Right.
But if you look back through history, it is a phenomenon that's been going on. And don't be afraid to speak up about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we are all human, and you shouldn't feel bad about, you know, talking about real stuff.
Or embarrassed. It's bringing all our collective stories together, and we might get some answers about things,
right,
in general.
Exactly.
Yeah.
On an ending point, might go on a side note here, if you don't
That's
mind.
Cool. Oh, I don't mind.
The last time I've seen something like this, it's not the same exact thing, but I was, when I used to live up in Alaska, I was hiking the Chilkoot Trail, and this was back in, what year was it, 99, 2000, I think it was 2000, and halfway through the trail, the guy that I was hiking with, we stopped halfway through the Chilkoot Trail, and you can look it up, it's an awesome hiking trail, 36 miles from Dead Horse, Alaska to, close to Carr Cross, Northwest Territories. We're in the middle of the trail and we're laying down our, bedding for the night. And all of a sudden there's this beautiful display of Northern Lights. And it's beautiful. Just gorgeous. And all of a sudden there is a giant circle in the sky of light. And all of a sudden, this giant circle of light turns into one of those static electricity balls. You know, you put your hands on and it makes colors, whatnot. And it looked exactly like that. And all of a sudden, this, you know, circle ball in the sky, and it definitely was a circle, but that's, I guess, the only way I can explain it. Started turning different colors. It was flashing different colors of the rainbow. It almost looked like, you know, like static electricity in there, but it was changing different colors. And all of a sudden it would pick a color and shoot down a donut of color and suck back up and do the same exact thing and then, you know, pick another color and come right over us, like enveloping us in like color. And then just get sucked back up. But this particular, I don't think I'll call it an orb. It was just a circle of light in the sky. It didn't move anywhere. It just turned into the Northern Lights. And that was it. It was very heady, very trippy.
Right.
But like, I wasn't on drugs. I definitely wasn't drinking.
Right.
But that's the instance that happened at my house here in Eugene, Oregon. It reminded me of it.
Did you get that same anxious feeling or anything
no,
like that?
No, up in Alaska it was like, basically like...
It's like euphoria.
Like wow. Like almost like Zen. That is right. Awesome. Like, I've never seen anything so beautiful in my life. That is amazing.
Right.
Gorgeous. Just like, it wasn't... you're just in awe.
Right.
What I saw here in town was just like, well, that's kind of... scary.
Right.
Like, I don't...
Like, what the hell is that?
It's like, there was one time I was living up in, Washington, in Camano Island, and, this was around, 2000 also, and there was a big earthquake that happened up in, Olympia, and when I was in Camano Island, you know, we felt the repercussions of the earthquake, and where I lived at the time, there was a horse farm across the street, so it was a gigantic field, and I saw the field, you know, wave. You could see the earth move, and when you see something like that, when you see the earth move like a worm underneath,
like water or whatever,
like water, or, yes, yeah. Yes, it made you feel like an ant. You're insignificant. It's like a boot coming down on you, and you're an ant. You are small.
Right.
You're just a small part of this universe. And it's scary. And what I saw here in Eugene in 2020 of October, that's how it made me feel. Like, I feel very small, but I'm still part of this world.
Right.
And I'll end it on that.
Right. Well, thanks, Brendan, for being on the show, and maybe you'll be on again.
Oh yeah, definitely, Heather. Thank you for letting me on here. This is my first podcast ever. Yeah. Feel pretty good about it, and I do have a lot of other stories to tell, but this is the one I decided to tell today.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for tuning in to Lullabies from the Edge. We hope you enjoyed this special episode exploring the mysterious world of UFOs. As we dive into the unknown, we are reminded of the infinite possibilities that exist beyond our comprehension. The sightings, encounters, and theories surrounding UFOs have ignited the imaginations of countless individuals throughout history. We hope that our exploration into this subject has sparked curiosity within you, encouraging you to question, wonder, and seek answers in the vast expanse of the universe. Whether you believe in extraterrestrial life or remain skeptical, the allure of the unexplained continues to captivate us all. Remember, in the darkest of nights, when the world is asleep, it is the perfect time to dream. And as we drift off into the slumber, may these lullabies from the edge carry us to distant galaxies, where mysteries unfold and wonders await. Join us again next time on Lullabies from the Edge, as we embark on another journey into the realms of the unknown. Until then, sleep tight, dream big, and keep your eyes open to the endless possibilities that lie beyond the edge.